Blog Talk Radio.
Silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one else.
Ah, yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Thank the Most High for another episode. Yes, indeed, another very precious episode. Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Meow, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. For this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very, very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that for His cause I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And unto this cause, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. Yes, I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. And I thank you all indeed for listening. All of you who listen, all of you who listen, not only through the live shows, archives, subscriptions. Yes, my brothers and sisters, please, please be sure that you do what you can, that this word might be spread, and that this rare and precious truth, my brothers and sisters, yes, this rare and precious truth might be among our people be well known. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that unto His cause I have some very important, yes, very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He told me I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly indeed, has He told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could, yes, even since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that from, indeed, since the dawn of human fall, the multitude of political, national, social, pseudo-religious institutionalities that we see in this world are indeed a direct result, I repeat, are indeed a direct result of the fall, a direct result of man being deceived, my brothers and sisters, to desire to call himself complete, satisfactory according to all that which that for which he is purposed, after his own conscience, rather than by faith, seeking beyond himself for the will of the One Most High. In the garden, my brothers and sisters, what was it that the adversary did? He told man that if he turned away from the right conscience of the Most High, he was told that what? That would be like gods. And with the end result of it, my brothers and sisters, men not discerning what this meant, has caused many, through the course of ages, while they remain blinded under this spell, to remain far from paradise. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the nature of the trick. Man was told by his adversary who wanted to trick man under his own wicked authority to believe that he could deny some precept of what is divine will and still be true to him who does not change. Man was deceived to think that in turning away from the Most High, he could establish his own righteousness. They call the fall of man, my brothers and sisters. Book of Romans says that man, having the law but not seeking it by faith, not realizing the greater truth that is necessary that we all be harmonized after a pure police standard. Listen to what I'm saying. There's no way a people are going to be one after the mere flesh. No way are people going to be one, my brothers and sisters, as some would say after their genetics. Need to talk about that too. No way are people going to be one, my brothers and sisters, but after something that prioritizes the ideals of the mind. After a greater sense of vision, that it was what is common, let's just say, self-righteous ambition. A spirit that humbles the heart, my brothers and sisters, to be disciplined. Think about what was happening in the garden. My brothers and sisters, think about it. Man being tricked into believing that he would have dominion, still have dominion, against the will of the Most High, was tricked outside of divine favor. Didn't the Most High tell man in the garden that if he sinned or he turned away from the will of the Most High, he would surely die? The ancient concept of this, my brothers and sisters, understand eternality is a matter of being with the Most High constantly. I said with, after the mindset, the designs and desires, the purpose for which the Most High has made a thing eternally. Messiah told his people. Ultimately, if you let anybody trick you into thinking that denial of even the least precept of the law and the prophets, let anybody trick you against it, and even you allow somebody to trick you against any precept of the law and, the prophets, as if Messiah himself had sanctioned such. He said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Well, how often, my brothers and sisters, have men been tricked into thinking that the way of salvation is after a design and a plan less than the pure and complete design of the Most High? As if to say, the Messiah sanctions, however men disrespectfully seek to annihilate a reference point and say they're still reverent, say they're still respectful. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we need to wise up far greater than this, because the Most High only made one covenant. He only made one deal with mankind. And it is indeed an eternal dictate from above. But nothing is acceptable to the Most High but what in all respects honors his will. 2 Timothy, we're told we should seek to be complete unto all good works. As a workman, we need not be ashamed. The scripture said before he denies himself, he would deny us. We need to think about the scriptures in Revelation. Tell us, blessed are they, Revelation 22, 22nd chapter. Blessed are they who do his commandments. That means seek to perform all his will. That they may have a right to the tree of life. Did he say that man subdividing his will according to his own conscience, after all the diversities of man, the deviant standards of man, the deceptions of man against right perception? Did he say that they would still be a covenant? Think about it. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything, that there be no confusion among my people, there be no debates, no doubt, none of this insane division that we see among us today. That is the gospel of peace, because purity and completion offers one choice. But way back in the garden, my brothers and sisters, and since that time, has mankind in so many ways and places throughout the world been deceived to believe Yes, my brothers and sisters, deceived to believe that some deviant, fallen, foolish, fleshly, reprobate, undisciplined standard could still be called true unto one Most High. Simply is not possible. He says he changes not. If you look at the Aramaic, it says, here's the Most High, he changes not. And in so saying this, it also said, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I need to go back and look around 2:16 to 17, Malachi, to discern what it's talking about. It talks about how men, wicked men, have sought to hide their iniquity, their inequity, their injustice in their robes. In other words, wearing priestly robes, they seek to deceive man into thinking that everyone walking according to his own evil or deviant way was somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and that he delights in such, as if he would never judge man according to righteous judgments, what is just. Let me tell you something. There's only one law that is righteous and just and fair, according to the will of the Maker. And it is the law of the Maker. All else, my brothers and sisters, that men might call law is injustice. It's amazing that we live in a society that most have not constantly understood that the pagans wanted to use the same word for their law, preservation of all manner of confusion, contradictions. And none of these contradictions exist in Yah. I'm talking about not under the law but under grace, as if they say that not under divine law they are favored, as if to say that under sin they are favored. After confusions, debates, doubts, disrespect, lack of faith, they are favored. That's insanity. Book of Romans says, should we continue in sin? Should we continue after the divisive, provocative misconceits of this world? Worldliness. Now understand, the world is divided. The kingdom of Yah is not. The conscience of the Most High is not. Should we continue in sin after multitude of the worldly divisions? The polytheism this society to this very day seeks to preserve, calling religious freedom when so many of these partial standards are cages because the greater light cannot enter? Should we continue under all these perversitudes that is direct antipathy against the law of the Most High? Shall we continue as this, my brothers and sisters, and say we are favored? Shall we, maintaining all manner of confusion, debate, doubt, wrought after a multitude of misrepresentatives, and still yet say we are of the Most High? We say it not under the law, but under grace. Realize what was the ruling authority among the nations at the time. Roman authority believed in preserving what they call peace with all the gods, all their polytheist ideals. And the kings, Caesars, saw themselves as most favored of all the various gods. Daniel says they would exalt themselves against, above all that is called God, they are that is reverent, that is reverence. In other words, they exalt themselves above all the gods, yes, even the Holy One of Israel. Want to entirely profane the name of the Holy One of Israel and make him part of their pantheon. And then say as the king, Caesar, ultimately a pope, if you will, is favored by them all, therefore making himself a power broker above them all. You see the plan, my brothers and sisters? Scripture calls that, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, the ways of the beast, thinking to change the appointed times and laws, even exalting himself against the Most High. Isn't it time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the great trick in this? Whereby men have exalted themselves, their authority, after injustice, to claim that somehow they should be counted just, when then this after this set of concepts, there are no wise fair. Like I said, from the garden, my brothers and sisters, the adversary, sought to entirely distort and corrupt men's concept of what is salvation, or what is oneness, what is peace. The only offering the Most High will accept is peace, and it is according to his conscience. Zephaniah 3:13. The remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity. They will have none to harm or dissuade them. But brothers and sisters, we live in a society that, in order to overcome this world, it demands that we come to a great dimension of higher discretion. The capacity to discern beyond all these indiscretions, my brothers and sisters, yes, that is a gift from the Most High. The capacity to see beyond all the waves of partial and imperfect ideals that cause men to exalt themselves irreverently against the will of the Most High, they might discern him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that is a gift from the Most High. He told us to watch out for false prophets. How many understand that concept? False, fallen, foolish, fleshly. Same kind of vibration, those words. Watch out then for less than perfect testimony. Wow. Did you get me? Watch out for less than perfect testimony. Watch out lest you be tricked after the deviant concepts of another. Those who lie against the Most High, speaking half-truths, causing men not to seek the greater truth, because every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving full consideration to all the Most High declared. Quite frankly, that is not, I repeat, that is not wisdom. Not wise at all. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who are discerned. That the children of Abraham, as Abraham himself, are also called to seek the pure and perfect will of Yah. That we all, as being consecrated, set apart, might comprehend with all those who have truly believed, and have overcome, was the height, depth, and breadth of what is divine understanding. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Guess what, my brothers and sisters? That's one pure and perfect standard beyond all depravity. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. And this is for the unity of the faith. Did you hear me? Even unto the full measure and stature, Messiah himself, who the Most High sent to establish the standard. To establish, my brothers and sisters, among all who believe, one common, pure and perfect sense of what is a covenant. And if everybody takes and twists that covenant after his own ideas, hear me, my brothers and sisters, that's no covenant. That's no peace. That's no agreement. That's no agreement, my brothers and sisters, at all. Wise are those who are discerned. The wisdom, what I've just said. Again, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know. What men call wisdom, not giving full consideration unto all the Most High said, has established many faulty foundations, much short-sightedness, man not knowing foundation or eventuality, easily misled. And that, my brothers and sisters, is not wisdom. I said again, that's not wisdom. Real wisdom. It's not wise, my brothers and sisters, at all. So, I will have you to understand. I pray the Most High compel those who would seek him. I pray the Most High would compel those who truly seek him to seek all his will. Abraham was told to look for the perfect will of the Most High, that those who believed as he believed might be a blessing unto the earth, Israel a light to all the nations, no variableness, no shadow of change. Look at the book of Jacob, they call it James, at 1:17. We're told if we are scattered among a multitude of provocative temptations among the nations, provocations, man against man against his creator, We were told, my brothers and sisters, we are still expected by faith and perseverance to bring forth a perfect, pure, complete work unto the Most High. If we lack the discretion necessary to do so, we must ask Him. He didn't say that men would tell you. The Holy Spirit prays for our weaknesses, a discerning wherein we lack, that we might be made whole. He said if we choose to be double-minded, not seeking an absolution, or equating the ways of this world after the ways of the Most High. This double-minded, as he said, is worthy to receive nothing from the Most High. For anyone who accepts the multitude of contradictions that exist in this world, as if they were wise, cannot be a disciple unto the Most High. He will always be confused after the design of another. I think about it sometimes, my brothers and sisters, how man was tricked from the beginning. And all these institutions of man have never sought the pure, perfect word that is from the beginning, that is eternal. In fact, the very words for in the beginning relate what is eternal. It's continuum. The Most High has not changed. It's not a new covenant, my brothers and sisters, but it's the remembrance of one. How do men say if with all this warfare and contentions among, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, all these contentions, and everybody wants to set up their own borders, forgetting that the earth is the Most High. It was never a covenant. A multitude of people all saying that they are holy and righteous after their own standards, more concerned about their pulpits and thrones than what's necessary for the reconciliation of a people under global peace. My brothers and sisters, that's a trap and a snare. It was never freedom. It's time we wake up and understand and not allow ourselves to be so easily deceived by the illusions that we see. Far better that we'd ask the Most High how He sees the things the men have been compelled to exalt. I think about scriptures, my brothers and sisters, like Isaiah 29th chapter. It says it's going to be when the truth is revealed. And much scripture relates this again and again. It says when the truth is revealed to mankind, it's going to be like a hungry man that dreams that he is eating. Thirsty man who dreams that he is drinking. Read around 29:8-16 or so, Isaiah. It says, when he awakes, he'll find he's hungry and famished, and his soul still has appetite. Thought he was getting good food. Thought what he was giving was a word sufficient to satisfy. But the scripture says, because men have fought against what's necessary to make Zion whole. One, strong people. All the nations seeking to keep the people divided wherever they are scattered. Isaiah 29 goes on to say that because of this, the vision of all has come like the words of a book that is sealed. With their lips they draw to me, but their hearts are far from me. The worship after the precepts and doctrines of men. Men have turned things upside down. And the rulers do deceitfully and say, who sees us? Look at those scriptures closely, my brothers and sisters, and discern what it's saying. Men have had a false concept of Messiah. Did you hear me? They'll worship after the precepts and doctrines of men. Everyone got their own, if you will, national or denominational Jesus. Wow. As if the Most High was divided. As if his representative was divided after the standards of men. As if everyone is favored beyond confusion, maintaining confusion. I look at all the various camps that are out here that exist. I mean, recently there was a debate. They said among the folks who are Egyptology committed. Heaven help us. And those who said they were of Hebrew Israelite persuasion. I find it amazing. So many say they are Israel because of genetics. Wow. As if that's what's necessary to make us Israel. But brothers and sisters, scripture says a true Jew is one who honors the Most High, whose praise is not from men, but from Yah, knowing that if the whole world be a liar, if the whole world be deceived, Yah will still yet be true. That means a true Jew, my brothers and sisters, is one who seeks all that is divine will. And had we done that, as the mandate of the gospel declares, go forth and teach all nations everything. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, after a word from on high, like Scripture says, like Messiah said, all power, all authority, how about jurisdiction, precepts of the holy kingdom, the kingdom that he will establish on earth, has been given unto him. That authority, who said after his spirit, go forth and teach, in the name and the authority. How about after the fullness of the authority, of the name, the seal, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, confirming all the Most High has declared, because his name he uses to confirm his contract, his covenant, his agreement. He says, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing in the name, purging them after the pure will of Yah, after the perfect, complete will of Yah. Teach them to do everything that he commands, all nations. My brothers and sisters, teach all nations everything that he declared, there be no confusion, no division among my people. How many understand, brothers and sisters, that the children of Abraham are those who, as the Most High, said to him, and he complied? He said, go forth, if you hear me. And he told, send Abraham forth out from his father's house. And I don't make a name to Ra. He was told, my brothers and sisters, to walk after the Most High and seek his perfect will and be perfect. Did he say that the Most High ever established a covenant? To those who, my brothers and sisters, in any way, form, or fashion, would seek to take away from any of the precepts that the Most High has declared, knowing the Most High does nothing without reason. And everything he says reinforces everything else he said. So you must understand, my brothers and sisters, to break the law into pieces, it's to break the order. It's to break the peace. Law, order, peace, justice, righteousness, all one. Faith is not unto any partial standard, my brothers and sisters, but the hope of completion. What did Messiah say again? He said, if anybody seeks to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets, he is guilty even unto hellfire. Sounds like there's going to be a lot of hell to pay from judgment. Because like I said, many are far more concerned with pulpits and thrones, keeping men under their snares and traps, than doing what is an actual mandate. Because I know what the Most High told me. Seek all my will, you can stop right now. Well, if you understand it, the deal is simply this. Seek all his will or be damned. Sounds hard, 2 Thessalonians. If you seek to establish other gods, demigods, lesser standards, other rulerships, other kingships, diverse precepts, other concepts of what you would call a gospel. The word gospel relates, the Hebrew word basar, 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 amongst other things, relates to whole testimony, good testimony. What is sure, according to, guess what? All the precepts there. Firm foundation. Absolute expectation. He said, if you take away from these things in any way, my brother, and says you have none of these righteous facets of the Most High. Preach another gospel, in other words, if it were whole, he said, let it be accursed. Seek a block down a mind, realize the Most High gave nobody a right to do so. It's time to understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. 2 Thessalonians, it says, you prefer unrighteousness, less than the fullness of the Most High as intended. You have something less than a great love of the truth. First command, love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. You cause anybody, my brothers and sisters, to be dissuaded. They seek less than all that is divine will, less than all that performs all that is divine pleasure. As Messiah surely comes to do after the Spirit that teaches all things, rebukes all sin, brings all things to remembrance that we might all comprehend. high depth and breadth under one understanding throughout the course of ages. You seek to dissuade anyone from this, my brothers and sisters. You set yourselves up to be something the Most High must overthrow that he established his authority. As I said, my brothers and sisters, man's worship after the precepts of men has caused him to form a false concept of Messiah, false concept of a Savior. Savior is one who makes men whole, opens the eyes of the blind that you see the greater truths. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, a prophet is sent to speak with others, would not. Time we understand, my brothers and sisters, man has had a warped concept of salvation, as if he could have peace, agreement after everyone's partialities and compromise against the will of the One Most High, and still said he praises him. I see a lot of that, my brothers and sisters, amongst the camps. Many want to say they're Hebrew Israelites with all manner of differing ideals. Do you think that's an agreement, my brothers and sisters, with which the Most High would sanction against himself, all this pluralism against himself? I got a few concepts to say before I go into some things that I really wanted to talk about on last evening. If you find this show informative, please listen to last night's show. Much that needs to be dealt with, my brothers and sisters, I promise you. Because, you know, I see a lot of people who have refused, they call themselves Israel, but they refuse the secret city prophecies that relate how the confusion among our people should come to an end. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please, the scripture said in advance that your leaders would not speak about this. Please examine the article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com/secret-city. Secret City Prophecies. Very important. You will find information on the flash splash screens in the chat and the intros to the show. Another article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, relating who Messiah truly is, according to all the prophecies. No doubt about it, if you put it all together, my brothers and sisters, it's impossible. But the scriptures tell us about truths, my brothers and sisters, that says the leaders will not tell you. Rome slaughtered millions in the first century to hide this truth from you, that if you knew, and if the people of old had been able to preserve it. Well, let's put it this way. Rome knew that until they could silence this truth, they could never subjugate the nations. So they sought to slaughter all who knew the truth. The scripture says those days were shortened. It says, if those days are not shortened, no flesh will remain. It means it was times of great murderous persecution. Yes, my brothers and sisters, great murderous persecution against all who would uphold the truth. And my brothers and sisters, they did seek to silence it. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the scripture said, and the days have come. The scripture said, never go to and fro, sea and land. Amos 8:11-12. Seeking the pure word of the Most High, would not find it. The scripture says it would be until the last days that this Western system, look at Daniel 8:5-8:25, will continue to contend against the pure, perfect truth until they challenge in the last days the Prince of Princes. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, the intrusion of the principalities and powers is what you were warned against. The intrusion of the powers of perdition, the ways of the nations, is what you were warned against. All must overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations, the goyim, the troop of unreasoning animals that refuse to reason as one. Believe me, the word for Gentiles, the word for heathen, beasts, because they choose not to function after the full mind or manu, the Most High intends. All the same word, but I know that status quo doesn't want to relate that to you, that you check it out. But please check out the Strong's Concordance and look up the word for Gentile, the word goyim in the Hebrew, and understand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. I see a lot of people who don't want to look at what indeed was the expectation of the early church. Why it was called those who expected the one called King of the East, Curtis Shanya. Oh, I know they took that from you. The title Curtis, they took that from you too. Look at that on that article on my website, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations, HiddenGospel.com, and understand. I have references for where you can begin to find these things if you only seek deep enough. But there are those who refuse some of the most critical prophecies in the Bible, that they exalt themselves as Israel according to something carnal. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, nothing carnal, not even genetics, will be the final denominator as to who is a Jew. Revelation 7:2 talks about one who the Most High has already appointed, calling the angel from the rising sun, same thing as saying King of the East, one of the titles of Messiah. Yes, indeed. Please listen to the last few shows and understand. It says he has a confirming seal. It means that he has the testimony of the Most High. Yes, the seal by which he writes, he is obliged to upon those who accept his testimony. To write the name of the Father upon their brows and upon their brows and upon their brows, my brothers and sisters, that they might be sealed and confirmed as steadfast and true. All the Most High declared. That seal confirmation, my brothers and sisters, won't be to anyone else but those who are steadfast. Please understand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, having ignored the prophecies concerning the Kurdi and the secret city, the Kurdi and the secret city prophecies will not give preeminence to people's inconsiderate predispositions. I see someone with a hand raised in the chat. Give me a moment to put a few more things out because I wanted to talk about Isaiah 41 as well. I'm going to go ahead and give myself a bit more time that we might have time for questions. Please record your questions that we might have them verbalized distinctly. We might seek the most distinct possible answers. I see someone with his hand raised at 661. Let me say this quickly before I go into Isaiah 40. Before I want to go into Isaiah 41 to relate some points about this concept of men calling themselves gods. Well, the scripture says to Israel, if you really understand the prophecy or the statement rightly, it's at the beginning of Psalm 82. It says that, and I need to come back to this idea about this genetics business. We'll come back to it in a moment. It says, it really means the God of God, the Holy One. He is the one who establishes and stands firm in the midst of the congregation. He judges all the kings, all those who say they are godly. Scripture says, out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword. He's going to judge both the unjust and the just, because there must be an absolute standard declared. It says, it talks about in Psalms 82 about, I said to your gods, you're all the children of the Most High. Let's invert that a little bit and look at what it's saying. He is actually saying that you should all be the children of the Most High. Since you are the children of the Most High, you should all be godly. He didn't say somebody else's children. That word for God there also relates to the concept of godliness, if you want to use that word. It means you should all be righteous after his will, not after the will of another. He wants a pure seed. But he says, because many turned away from him, he said, you should die like men, like one of the princes. How about those, my brothers and sisters, who consider themselves godly before men? But Yah knows the difference. I want to talk a little bit about Isaiah 41, try to make these things plain. Messiah even said, the book of Yohanan, many wanted to call him a blasphemer because he said he was the son of Yah. And his statement was them as, it was this, is it not so written in your law? In other words, it is a covenant that you should all be true to the will of the one Most High. Said, why then? If I do good works, why you condemn me? If I do what my Father asks of me, that's really what it's saying. If I do what my Father asks of me, and I walk according to his will, why do you condemn me? Because I say you are the son of Yah. Because he said he was the son of Yah. I want you to understand that, my brothers and sisters. It is those who are with him, of him, like unto him, follow his instruction. How can he give them another name? How can he give them another title? How can he consecrate them unto any other? It's time we understand the concept, my brothers and sisters, Yah with Yah is Yah. God with God is God, if you will. No, I don't like that idea. I understand what you're talking about. Some of you might understand that word God actually comes from some pagan titles there. But I'm look at the concept, my brothers and sisters, in the concept of Elohim being the conscience of the Most High gave Israel. All the precepts of the Most High collectively as one. That's the covenant. There can be no other. So understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to look at it. What Messiah was saying is that we deserve to be called after the name of the Most High, that we do not die. Listen to my point. The very word for the Most High relates an eternal concept of existence. There is no termination in Him. Meaning that if we were truly in concert with that which endures forever, we indeed, my brothers and sisters, would have right to be called eternal life. But in transgression, no, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who do His commandments, as said in Revelation 22, they might have a right to the tree of life. Please understand. I'm saying all these things because I'm trying to set up much more that needs to be said. But let me say this quickly, because I know there's someone waiting, and I still want to get to Isaiah 41. As I said before, nothing carnal will be the final denomination as who is a Jew. Because scriptures only relate that only those who can accept the word, the one called the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east, the son of righteousness that arises, the Lord whom you seek, sunrise, the righteous one likened to the rising sun, all those titles, Shiloh, whom scripture mentions again and again, the one called Danka, one called Shashan Shah. Oh, we need to talk about a lot of titles for Messiah that exist in the scriptures. Morning Star, many titles that exist in the scriptures concerning the Messiah that most don't know who is speaking about, so they don't know what to expect. But yes, my brothers and sisters, a lot of that had to do with what Rome did to blind the minds. Because if you understood these things, your expectation would be far different from all these crazy doctrines that came up, like rapture and others. As if to say the Most High is going to bring together a people after so diverse a conscience that they never had faith. It's time to wake up and understand the truth. Like I said, not discerning the secret city prophecies, who Messiah is, recognizing He comes to declare an absolute unto the salvation of those who believe, who turn from transgression. I didn't say who maintain. I said who turn from all the multitude of misallegiances that is the sin of this world. I didn't say those who maintain. I said you must overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations. It's time we understand the real. Because men have ignored those prophecies, they just want to talk about being Israel, or talk about being wise, or talk about being godly, or talk about that worthy even unto the attainment of the holy name, after other than what the Most High declares, forgetting that the Most High indeed has a righteous standard by which He will judge all. He will indeed, according to Malachi, judge men. They took that out from you, but you need to check it out again. Those words in the original language say He will judge all men according to righteous judgments. He will restore righteousness as of old in former years. And how would He former years? And how would He do it? Scripture says He's going to reprove all the priests, purge them out from the temples, my brothers and sisters, who won't seek His perfect will. Same thing my brothers and sisters said concerning the kings. He says His people will be renewed under strength. Yes, beyond all confusion, debate, and doubt. Lack of steadfastness and instability. When He removes, my brothers and sisters, the stranglehold that the rulers and their diversitudes have had over the masses. He says the king should be as dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow. The accuracy of His word, my brothers and sisters, the decisiveness of His word will test and determine the strength of every soul. But only those humble enough, my brothers and sisters, to accept an exceeding word will be found worthy. And as the Most High told me, my brothers and sisters, I've said it before on this show, this is all about respect. Like I said, a people without a point of reference point have no respect. They've insulted the Most High over and over again, as if He is one who changes after the mandates of men. Never was it true. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. I told you before, and I remember, in fact, middle part of last year, I believe it was, or the year before, I remember on a Shabbat morning, like the Most High hit me upside my head, wanted me to get the point over for others, because it's like an explosion in my mind. And he told me very plainly, what he's about to do is all about respect, me revering him as he is, knowing his voice and to follow it beyond all those leaders, misruling priests and kings of this world that will cause his people to quarrel. All my brothers and sisters, he has a plan that you know who he is beyond all else. Because many of us say we are proud of our supposed genetics, claim genetics. Many don't know what the genetics are. Not absolutely. I ask the question, have our genetics compelling us really a truly great love for truth under full discretion? And we might be called worthy of the holy name. Is it genetics alone? Have our genetics made us all as one agree, showing that we're fully capable to reason together? Has our mere genetics, because many of us know, yes, indeed, many of us have the seed of Abraham in us. We are. Genetically, seed of Abraham, does that mean we are righteous? I want you to think about it. Did our genetics make us impervious to worldly deceitfulness, catering to the blindness of men's ruling self-aggrandizement? Did our genetics make us invulnerable to the selfish ambitions and bribes of men? Have our genetics alone made us humble enough to conquer the gullibility? Gullibility and being subject to those who fatally flatter after self-righteous pride. Have our genetics made us one beyond all deception? Have our genetics compelled us to perceive all things as the Most High says must be, eye to eye? Have our genetics, my brothers and sisters, made us more likely to accept rather than argue against the truth? Have our genetics made us more likely to know and keep all the commandments? Innately, just know what they are, to obey them, to understand them? My Most High has told me to know what it said and I know why it said to miss the point. Have our genetics compelled us with a great enough love of the truth to seek the deeper things of Yah? Or have many simply sought to compromise? My brothers and sisters, when our genetics, if we will, as a people, was in full flower and strength as a people, concentrated one amongst another in our own land, did our genetics keep us faithful? Why is it that Yah has foreordained that his battle axe to destroy Babylon in the last days should be none other ultimately, principally, fundamentally, all things founded upon, one whom he says is a tried and precious cornerstone, one that's proved himself before with the help of Yah that he would not fail? Why is it, my brothers and sisters, not just anyone from among the tribes that Yah has chosen to make the Savior, Messiah? He said it is one that he has chosen from the foundation of the world. In fact, before the foundation of the world. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, no man can make a Savior. No man exalts himself to that conscience. He said, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, keep, maintain, preserve. How about seek all my will? To obey all my commandments. He said to those, my brothers and sisters, who prove themselves in that manner steadfast, he said he would reveal himself. How about, my brothers and sisters, much more than just simply what is said, but why? Intimate understanding. 45,000 denominations reading the same book, got different ideas of it. You ever stop to consider that a whole lot of misperception is because men have sought to find ways to worship a false concept of a Messiah that sanctions a lot of what is just simply man-made, blinded, short-sighted, treacherous, and even blasphemously insulting, fallen, controlling bodies of knowledge that at the end of the day, because they do not appease all that is divine will, are sin. Did you hear me? Separation, division. Like I said, the scripture says to those have not a great love of the, have not a great love of the truth. For an unrighteousness, less than all that is right. It did not say they'd be saved, my brothers and sisters in 2 Thessalonians. But damn, but you got wicked people after the ideals of the provocative nations. Sitting right there in the midst of your temples, my brothers and sisters, presiding in the temples as if they were godly men. Yes, my brothers and sisters, causing men to be fatally flattered, confused, to believe after all manner of partial standards that they could still be called believers. My brothers and sisters, if you get allowed somebody to trick you onto a lesser standard, that's not belief in Yah. That's misconceived, trust in another. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, concerning Messiah. As a son of David, is that enough to make him Messiah? Let me tell you something. Many were the sons of David who were not righteous. Need to think about that. Because of certain unrighteous kings, even if you want to talk about that, my brothers and sisters, Solomon's son. Israel, the people, was split. Was it genetics? Is it genetics alone, my brothers and sisters, that makes the Messiah? Need to think again. Scripture says, behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delight. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nation. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth. How many are ready for that understanding? Do we so quickly exalt ourselves because we claim to be Israel? Only claiming to be Israel, my brothers and sisters, because... Well, I ask the question, how did we get kicked out among the nations in the first place if genetics was enough to say that we were wise? It's a faithfulness to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that's demanded that we all be true. He said we must love him, seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, seeking the whole truth for the good of one another. That makes a strong nation. But so many, my brothers and sisters, are much more concerned about the various platitudes of their various denominations, camps, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. More so than you finding out the truth that would set you free. That would open your mind to see the greater truths. Like I said, every half-truth, every lie man believes has been an obstacle and a veil against man discerning even the need to perceive greater truth. Holy Spirit, the scripture says, brings all things to remembrance. You ever stop to consider the Most High and the judgment wants all those who have been faithful to him truthfully, who have overcome, to be on one accord, on the same page? That's not possible after the flesh, my brothers and sisters, but after the Spirit it is. I know for a fact the Most High can take you back and forward in time. What the scripture says the Holy Spirit does? Show you things, bring all things to remember, and even show you the future. Show you what the Most High declared for the beginning, and what is the eventuality. In fact, I want to go in Isaiah 41. It says if you lack the vision of that initial ideal and the eventuality, you are not formed by him, have not been shapen by him. In fact, he calls all those who cannot declare that initial ideal and eventuality, that is Rishon Acharon, to be first and the last, the beginning and the end, unchanging righteousness. He says it's the result of one being subject to an abomination, something that's totally unnatural before the Most High. I want to talk about that in a moment, though. Like I said, just being a son of David, making Messiah, think again, my brothers and sisters. Can any among the tribes... all differing tribes now scattering among the nations, intermingled among the nations. Can they deliver themselves? Can they make themselves all one? Can any man raise his conscience to a place in which the Most High is pleased? My brothers and sisters, the capacity to be made one after the will of Yah must come from him who is in all things one. Let me ask you a question, my brothers and sisters. Knowing what to believe, discerning absolutely what to believe beyond all the differences of mankind, is that a matter of genetics alone? Shall the Holy Spirit be blasphemed, my brothers and sisters, to say that there's another power by which men might have peace? Concerning Messiah, it says, Scripture said, this is the one whom Yah has promised from the beginning to uphold. He said, the one who's here, he has upholding. He said, whose right hand he has upheld. Oh, we need to talk about how the Scripture keeps talking about that concept again. The one that he will give victory. That he's promised to give victory for the full awakening of his people. According to an irrevocable promise. It won't be any other. And the Most High says he has forsworn him from the beginning, and that one will do it. Didn't say any other. Lest the Most High himself be made a liar. And this is what he will not be. His word will perform all that he has spoken. This is the one whom the Most High has chosen. Look at the concept of chosen. Named after his name. A seal unto all his will. Book of Enoch calls him the one unto whom righteousness belongs. One whom the Most High said that if the whole world is blind, he will wake him up to wake up his people. To perform all that is divine pleasure. All that is gloriously honorable for the Most High. Know that the power of Yah to save our brothers and sisters should not be mocked, nor shall it be blasphemously disrespected. After, let's just say, the short-sightedness of what men so quickly can point out. Scripture says a man of spirit, a man of the spirit is like the wind. Most have no concept of where it came from, nor where it goes. Not something they can see. Well, understand this, my brothers and sisters. Understand this, my brothers and sisters. It's time to discern the reality as it is. Not all my brothers and sisters have the spirit necessary to comprehend the word of a greater conscience that comes from on high. Messiah said himself, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp or receive them yet. He said, to the comforter come that teaches in his name, fullness of his authority, bringing all things that he said, and more than what is said, but why it is said to remembrance. For he said, watch out for false prophets, for they cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform all the will of the Father. Oh, he said, he who has his words, he didn't say just believes them, but obeys and understands them. That's the same concept, my brother. It's the same word. That is a wise man who builds his house upon a rock. You mean to tell me men can quote, do they really believe they can all quote Scripture differently in a 45,000 denominations and who knows how many churches, and they all be a temple unto the Most High, and whereby after men have been lied to so much, if you told them the truth about what the Scriptures really mean, they wouldn't accept it? Wake up, my people, and discern far better. It's time we discern this that is real. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. To believe that being just genetically a son of Abraham, not discerning the promise of the Most High, is only those to those who seek his perfect will, that there be no confusion, no debate, no doubt, only peace, common agreement, and understanding among his people, steadfast. Because, say you are just truly a son of Abraham, not being willing to convert after a pure, perfect will, the Most High declared from the beginning for all his people. That's a concept, my brothers and sisters, that remember, the one called, or the one who scriptures call like a type of Elijah, Yachanan. Say, repent ye, O my people. Comfort ye, O my people. Comfort, come to peace. Word nachem, Hebrew. Repent, metanoia. Each case, my brothers and sisters, talks about the idea about seek for that higher consciousness beyond yourself that we might all reason together. Relates a reference point, my brothers and sisters. If every man says that he his standard after his own mind is godliness, and some have been pronated to believe this, believe me, brothers and sisters, that's the thoughts of Babylon itself. Polytheist thinking, forgetting that Yah is one, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. He said, who shall ascend into the hills of the Most High? But he who has clean hands and a pure heart has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. I mean, get my point. When he swears by the name of the Most High, it's not in vain, but unto accomplishing all the Most High declared. It's not after some insubordinate, off-the-wall, differing ideals, but unto performing all that is his pleasure. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If you give somebody a, well, look at it this way. Somebody owns a Lamborghini, but there's nowhere, anywhere to get some gas. Guess what? That thing sits still. Now, if you like just looking at it, some might. Guess what? It still doesn't move. Everything the Most High did, he declared it with purpose. And that a thing ultimately be able to perform according to his purpose is a law. Whatever will not, brothers and sisters, well, need to understand the concept of Gehenna fire. It was where those things were placed that proved useless. Like I said, not within the power of the people, the powerful, merciful Yah, that one will be raised up. It's promised to be raised up. Suddenly, unto the fullness of the conscience, the Most High intends that, as the scripture says in Isaiah, he will come forth saying in the 49th chapter, he said, "Give sounds before me, O you isles," Isaiah 41. "Listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. Have they made mention of my name?" Oh, it said for the body of my mother. We need to talk about that. Please check out my website. Scripture at Gospel of Shiloh, one article. Remember the Promise, another article. Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, explains all these things about how Scripture said Messiah should return. The Scripture actually says he's going to return to a city, my brothers and sisters. And that truth is revealed, too, on my website, hiddengospel.com. In fact, some of the very first prophecies in the Bible concerning Messiah relate to him of his appearance in the last days at a city that is in it, the amalgam of all the confusions of the world, that he might reprove all nations from that place. All of us need to understand what Armageddon really is, where he says all the precepts of all the nations be drawn to one place. "And because he shall reprove them all, the cities of all the nations, the foundation of all the nations shall fall." That is the same concept. It's also at Isaiah 25, 1 through 3. Where it talks about that city falling and all the false concepts in it, that the cities of the ruthless nations shall praise him. "He cast aside the veil that's over all the nations, the covering that's over all the peoples. Wipes away the tears from off all eyes. And men shall say, this is the righteous one for whom they have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." Revelation 16 talks about the one called the King of the East. There must be a preparation for this coming king. Beyond all the misconceits of the nations. Drying up of the rivers. Read Isaiah 44. It says the same. And understand who bore the title King of the East. There's a need to discern, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. There is a need to discern the reality of what these scriptures are about. Because, as it says again, when the word of the one rebukes all the kings. And remember the word for kings, gods, rulers. Many times in scripture it's the same. And either one, my brothers and sisters, can be call himself a ruler with or without the Most High. But the Most High told me directly these words one morning. No one has a right to rule but after truth, the truth of him. Without him, my brothers and sisters, no man is worthy of a holy title. Most of the time, my brothers and sisters, has forewarned. No one has the right. No one has the power to establish before men all that is righteousness of himself or of themselves. It's the power of a merciful Yah. Read Isaiah 45 closer, you find that intimated again and again. So in the power of one and one alone, my brothers and sisters, to create and establish a Savior, one who would be the cornerstone of peace after the will of the one Most High for all. For the gospel, my brothers and sisters, not after the designs of the nations, but it's a word from above all nations. All nations might be reproved after the will of one. How beautiful over all the mountains is the feet, the dominion. How about the one who puts all nations underfoot, at the hand of the one Most High? "Sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool." Psalm 110. How beautiful are the feet, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings. How about the full word of the Most High, who publishes peace? One pure word beyond all confusion. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will look for him. Okay, I got, right now, I see I got about 16 minutes left. Somebody was in the chat. Well, not in the chat, but I see in the interface earlier. The hand raised. I see a couple of numbers here. A 720 and a 661. Perhaps I have time to answer a question now and maybe perhaps elaborate further on Isaiah 41 in a moment. If anyone has a question and want to raise their hand, all you have to do is just hit that one in the queue and I'll see it. If you've about your question's already been answered by the things that you've heard, or you're enthralled by the things you see, you hear, you heard, and want to hear more, and want me to further elaborate, that too I will do. Say about 15 minutes left. I would suspect it would take me within the course of perhaps 10 minutes to relate what I wanted to relate with regard to Isaiah 41. Hopefully we'll have about maybe 5 minutes or so left to a question and answer. It might go a little over time, but I think if you are, since you're already in queue, anybody else want to hear the continuing conversation, please call in at 661-554-9212, because I do intend to leave some appropriated time. But if you want to hear that elaborated conversation that extends beyond time, please call in. Think in context of calling in now, because you might hear that conversation. Isaiah 41st chapter. Let us understand what's truly going on here. We have to start to really understand it. We need to go back as far as Isaiah 40 at the beginning. Again, when scripture says one likened to an Elijah, if you will, that is the herald, the coming of Messiah. You're going to find that Isaiah 41, the one that is called Messiah in this case, the one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun, the king of the east. The one that comes suddenly because the rulers haven't prepared you for it, because they've all taught fallen standards that have been obstacles to his people, have weakened and wearied their sense of discretion, not knowing or remembering what should have been expected because of the neglect and treachery on the part of the rulers. As I told you, my brother and sister, the prophecy said in advance, your rulers wouldn't speak to you concerning these things. I don't call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed without a reason. I don't call my website HiddenGospel.com without a reason. I told you what the Most High told me I must do. Tell you things that others would not. Tell you things that men have sought to hide since the dawn of human fall. You might recover and remember what's necessary to see beyond all the variant allegiances that have blocked the reasoning and the thinking of mankind. He told me it was very important. My brothers and sisters, he wouldn't have said it's very important if it's not. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, that our people be reconciled as one. And purity and completion is what offers one choice. Isaiah 40, comfort ye, O my people, says Most High. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, the city of peace. Oh, declare to Jerusalem again the way of peace. He said the way of peace is people have known not. Read Isaiah 59 and 8. That a warfare may come to an end. Wow. Yes, that all manner of warfare might come to an end. There might be prepared a straight way, if you will, a highway. How about my brothers and sisters moving all obstacles for the entrance and the acknowledgement of the truth? Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill made low. In other words, everywhere men's perceptions have been like, let's just setting up lesser standards after which men fall into a pit and can't see the way out. Every mountain, every nation, every obstacle and lie made low. That the crooked places be made straight and the rough places plain, the men might see straightway eye to eye what is the will of the One Most High. The glory, what is honorable for the Most High, shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. Most High has promised that his people shall discern His will above all else. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? There's much, my brothers and sisters, that this world has chosen not to see. But my brothers and sisters, it was always mandated that all these things must be seen. How about Isaiah 40:7? The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Most High blows upon it. And surely this people as the grass is as the grass. Jacob, James, first chapter, relates that all the conceits of the flesh, my brothers and sisters, will be exposed in their fleshliness, less than holiness. Because the wind, the spirit, the higher testimony, the greater light of the Most High blows upon it. Brothers and sisters, scripture speaks about one in Isaiah 41, likened to the rising sun that comes suddenly. They didn't have clocks back then in the night. Rising of the sun was a sudden and oftentimes unexpected thing. Didn't know when it was to occur in the night. Scripture says Messiah comes as a what? Thief in the night unexpectedly? Oh, think about it. Scripture says he comes, and when he comes, my brothers and sisters, he will reveal the light the world has obscured. Read Isaiah 40:27-41:4. They who wait for him shall renew their strength, shall recover again what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond all the misconceits of the rulers. In fact, see that the misconceits of the rulers and the conceits of the rulers have been an obstacle in their short-sightedness. For they shall see the greater light. And those who dwell in darkness, upon them as the light shine, and they shall see the Prince of Peace. How many of my brothers and sisters understand this is the one who's going to expose so much of what men have called wisdom and light to only be darkness? In light of this truth that is spoken in Scripture, that will prove all the various misideologies of man to be vanity, like a drop in a bucket worth nothing, because they never accomplished divine will and were always an obstacle against an offering unto the Most High fully acceptable. Scriptures go on relating that scenario. It is so much like Revelation 19:11-25, one called the Word of Yah, mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, reproving both those who would be unrighteous and those who would be righteous unto one absolute standard. Scripture talks about for righteousness' sake, how about for peace' sake, purity and completion offering one choice, a love for all that is divine will, he would judge and make war. With the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, it says in Isaiah 11. That all nations should seek and look after him. He will prove all nations with a rod of iron, strict discipline, unshaking discipline, not compromised after constraints of any man. But here's the word of Yah. Understand, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that one will reprove all the kings running for cover, according to Isaiah 6, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb, and him who sits upon the throne. It's Revelation, my brothers and sisters, relating all this to be latter prophecy. How do you think Most High is going to restore respect and peace in his name? But he says that he declares unto the people an absolute. That is indeed a law. If you think, my brothers and sisters, the grace of the Most High, that you without a law or without his law, then whose law do you call lawful? And whose law or lawlessness are you under? Like I said, the ways of the nations, the variant misconceits of the nations, my brothers and sisters, can never be true to the will of one. Please understand what it means when the Most High says he is one. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. Now let's go forth. I said I was going to look at Isaiah 41. Particularly, I want to go to 41:21 to relate this point. Please understand, I'm looking at this from the NASB. It's a little bit clearer. Still bears a bit of better examination. You really need to look at in the context of the original languages. Dead Sea Scrolls assistance in the Aramaic is used here. Isaiah 41:21, Messiah declaring to the rulers of all the nations and all those who follow them, present your case. Remember, you said you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah if you're not true to, or don't seek you, to understand the law and the prophets beyond all your rulers who have hidden so much from you. How about hitting the gospel? How about hitting the way of peace? Let me work here quickly about making sure I got a little more time. Because I do want this heard by all those who are listening. Let's see. I think I can get that done. Here we are. I'm going to relate these things, and I'm going to relate them in the context of much more than what is said, but why? I pray the Most High will guide you by His Spirit to understand the intimations of what I'm speaking. Isaiah 41:21. Ultimately, it's Messiah. This is that Armageddon-like experience, what they call the Hills of Megiddo. Remember, at the Hills of Megiddo is where the Most High is, let's just say, shepherds and signs the mouths of those who would stand against His people. Keep that in mind. There's a reason why He said He'd gather all the kings to silence the ways of all the nations. What did Isaiah 41 say? Give sighs before me, O you isles, let my people renew their strength. Let them see beyond all the rulers who have blinded their minds, left them forgetful. Didn't cause them to remember that it's the Most High who increases their strength and records all things and recovers all things. Isaiah 41, speaking of the rulers, present your case, Most High said, bring forth your strong arguments, your strong counsels, if you think that you have an argument strong to relate yourselves as godly. The king of Jacob says, my brother says, even the Shashan Shah, the one whom the Most High has appointed, the king of Jacob says, let them bring forth and declare to us, in other words, if you know so much, declare to us what is going to take place, what I said, if you get my point, in advance, was going to take place. Has that testimony borne that fullness? You might be surprised until you check out my website quite closely to find out there's so much they never told you the Most High intends. Not only unto the establishing of His kingdom and the silences of every lie, but what He would do to maintain that kingdom that would require constant humility on the part of His people. Yes, there will be updates, my brothers and sisters, and everybody's going to need to be updated or else be counted a threat against the sanctity of the peace. Oh, did they tell you that what you need to prepare for? Knowing that this age is the one age in which Most High, my brothers and sisters, looks for good disciples, good students. To prepare for what all much more greater truth will be revealed at a time when there are no obstacles. And Messiah Himself, along with the Spirit of the Most High, His teacher. If they're so wise, let them declare to us what is going to take place. Let them tell us about the secrets that apply prophecies. Let them tell about all the things, the Kurdi, Shiloh, King of Kings, Morning Star, what is called likened to the sunrise, is prophesied that he must do to perform and bring to bear all that pleases the Most High. They hear that from you. Or else if they had known, like I said, the divisions wouldn't exist. As for the former events, how about the foundation of all things upon the purpose for which all things are made? Discerning that salvation is only after, my brothers and sisters, that we discern together what is necessary there might be one agreement in peace, even across the entirety of the created universe. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, even all my brothers and sisters from which this material world came. Oh, we could talk about that too, because that's another thing. Which do you think was first, spirit or matter? A lot to talk about concerning that, my brother. Says, yes, there is. Scripture says, all creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. All creation waits until and looks for the time when man, like the rest of creation, is in perfect harmony with created divine will, plan, and purpose. Do you think man was created, my brothers and sisters, as an impish imposter? To declare that he has dominion against the Most High, as if there's another master? Think again. He said, let them bring forth and declare to us what is going to take place, if they're so wise. This is the former events of what the Most High declared from the beginning. Declare what they were, that we might consider them and know the outcome. Or announce to us what is coming. If they are truly of the Most High, this is a foundation that should never have been forgotten. To go forth and teach everything. bring all things to remembrance. We all might have the same expectation and the same faith. That as a covenant, my brothers and sisters, we might love, trust, and cooperate. Trust, my brothers and sisters. After having one ultimate sense of expectation and priority. Love, allegiance. And they declare, if they're so wise, the things that are going to come afterward, that we may know that you are, they put down gods. How about godly? Truly of him. Indeed, do and show forth, or even discern what is good versus evil. Show that you are prudent in divine sight. We may anxiously look about and revere it, fear it together. He said, behold, you are nothing. Most High says, and before the revelation of that of him who declares indeed the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the beginning and the eventuality, the expectation, the awaited one. And blessed are they who wait for him, that they might be proven true. All the Most High declared, for Yah so loved the world, he gave it a counselor, a prince of peace, one to reveal again what is righteous, that those who believe in his name, his testimony, might not perish, because those who believe not, my brothers and sisters, are adversaries against reason. So behold, you have no account, talking to the rulers who fashion themselves wise, saying their gods over the land that they survey. If get the earth belongs to Yah, he will claim what is his own. Who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Who stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, clean works, after pure understanding. That has not lifted up his soul to exalt any fallen, worthless standard. Not lifted up his soul under vanity, nor sworn deceitfully after any lesser standard than what the Most High himself would reveal. Who is the King of glory, my brothers and sisters, who will not cause his people to swear deceitfully after any lesser standard, but will teach all things? He said that one, my brothers and sisters, the hand of the Most High will be mighty in battle. Blessed are they who wait for him. Behold, Messiah will say to them all, behold, you have no account, and your work amounts to nothing. What did you say back in Isaiah 40? He said, count them all like a drop in a bucket, worthless, because at the end of the day, men sought to form the minds of men after their own designs and not unto the will of the one Most High. He said, watch out for false prophets that don't teach you the whole testimony. They'll come around one day, sitting back, how about didn't we not in your name or in the name of the Messiah, name of the Most High? Hey, preach, prophesy, say they cast out illusions, lies. Done what an inspired words. The Messiah said, keep away from me, you who work in equity. It was my word. You're blind after the misconceit of another. If he says that to the rulers, my brother says, what do you think he's going to say to the people? You need to read Isaiah 24. It says, men have broken the covenant. Yes, indeed. The men have broken the covenant. It's going to be asked the master also with the servant, buyer with the seller. A brother and sister, Most High has to break his people free, and they must be prepared to be broken free. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders who in any respect deny the law and the prophets. But he said, I didn't say the people, didn't say others. He said, I have aroused and raised up one. Did you hear me? From the north. They put down north, words for phone. It really means, my brothers and sisters, in this case, it should have been related as one who comes suddenly, unexpectedly. It would have been so much easier if they had told you that. The word after which this word comes. One who comes suddenly, a concealed one who comes suddenly like the rising sun. Far better in translation. And it fits everything else said in Scripture. He will call upon my name. In other words, he will not call upon my name in vain. Most High is saying. He will call upon his name to perform all that is divine pleasure, that men might see and truly indeed what is honorable, what praises Yah. So let no man consider himself so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, and then shall every man ought to praise Yah. Look at 1 Corinthians 4:5. Compare it to Isaiah 44:20-45:6, saying, man unable to deliver himself, the Most High will send a deliverer, that his people might be shepherded at the will of one. Jerusalem set upon a firm foundation. He called him his anointed. No, my brothers and sisters, I know what they tried. They translated his name, but his kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, as much I tell you again, as written on my website, needed as the foundation. Isaiah 28 tells us that when Messiah appears, because men have neglected the truth for so long, his words be like line upon line, precept upon precept, and not everybody prepared to understand his message. Why? Because the rulers have never taught those precepts that were foundation, fundamental, and eternal. Rishon Aharon, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Most High said, I have roused up one. Oh, didn't Isaiah 41 say, who has done this? Made one to conquer and overthrow and subdue even king? Who did this? It was not I, the Most High. So who was declared it from the beginning? It was he. Most High says, Isaiah 41:25, I have aroused one from, like I said, who was hidden and concealed. And after the rulers, you would never see or discern. And he has come, you shall suddenly appear like the rising of the sun. And he will call upon my name according to all the light that is divine will to cast out all the darkness. He will call upon my name. He's come upon rulers as upon martyrs, as the pot of treads clay. Let me tell you something. Those who have done work in ceramics know that if you're going to make a pot that is steadfast, you have to make sure that all the clay is consistent. You bake it, and it still has lumps in it. That's a weak pot. There's an inconsistency if you have a sudden flange, if you will, in the midst of the pot. Some part hard, some part soft. It's not all consistent. It bakes inconsistently. Did you hear me? No firmity in it. Most of our vessels that can preserve the wisdom that he gives. And my brothers and sisters, and what resists being made after that form pleasing to the potter is unmercifully broken. Scripture talks about the breaking of a potter's vessel. And the law is related. If you have a brazen pot, metal pot, you can wash it after it has been used. Use it again. Wash it, scald it, use it again. But a dirt, earthen pot, once it is scored, it is to be broken, that none be diseased. My brothers and sisters, the potter wants his clay formed according to the fullness of what is prescribed according to his will. Please understand. And when the rulers have resisted man knowing this, Scripture says the day will come that he will come down, Isaiah 64, and men will admit, humble themselves to realize that so in this manner it must be discerned. And all the men that call righteous have been like filthy rags. And we will say, finally, read Isaiah 64, that Yah is the potter and we are the clay, that we might all be his people. Blessed are they who will understand. You call upon the rulers, upon martyr, as the potter treads clay. Who has declared this from the beginning? There we have it again. Didn't the Most High say that it was he that he declared that we might know? But he says, the rulers haven't said it. Or from who was it for the former time they did, however, that men might discern that he is right? He says, surely there was no one who declared. There was no one who proclaimed. If they were so wise, and they were truly his spirit, if humanity was so much under grace as people speak, but this confusion exists with this ignorance and this darkness, by grace, by the favor of the Most High, continue to exist. Think about it. 2 Thessalonians says, once you began to trust after the varying ideals of the nations, after confusion. It was no longer faith. It'd be a falling from faith after the diverse ideals of men. It is by faith seeking the greater truth beyond men, my brothers and sisters, that we might be saved, made one, made whole. Nobody has a right, my brothers and sisters, to enslave a mind, but that's exactly what men have done. You were told to watch out for false prophets, fallen testimony. My brothers and sisters, the fallen testimony of your rulers. You were warned against, discerning that amongst these provocations, you will still only find the truth if you saw Yah himself. How many are willing to understand? So he says, surely there was none who declared fully what is the gospel. So there was none who proclaimed. There was no one who heard your words. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Say, formerly I said to Zion, behold, here they are. Here are prophets, men who speak the after the higher conscience of Yah, the things that men don't often so quickly consider. And to Jerusalem I will give a messenger of good news, a messenger of the gospel, the word from on high that is a dictator to all the nations. But when I looked and said, that, behold, there's no one. There's no counsel among them, and if I might ask, would give me an answer or declare what the solution is. I got news for you. That word down there for solution, if I ain't give an answer, a solution, relates, my brothers and sisters, declare what truly is the promise of the Most High, and it relates also not what is the only what is the solution, but that solution, my brothers and sisters, returning to the foundation the Most High declared from the beginning that we might come to a righteous conclusion. Oh, I know your leaders didn't tell you that, but because they wouldn't want you to remember what is from the beginning, because you recognize the foundation upon which these nations stand is a devilish thing and a departure from what is stable. So he said, behold, all of them are false. The works are worthless. In other words, Most High counts worthy only that which performs its purpose. No misexamples, my brothers and sisters, no misrepresentations. They put down molten images, same kind of word for the concept of vanity. It really means their imaginations are wind. How about a spirit of vanity, emptiness? At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, does not fulfill or complete all that is divine expectation. With that, such a thing as this, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand what Gehenna or the Valley of Gehenna, Valley of the Sons of Hinnom, was all about. Like I said, a thing found worthless, useless, not performing the purpose for which it was made. What do you do, my brothers and sisters, with a light bulb and you hook it to the juice and it doesn't light up? The Most High intends when he starts at a thing for it to perform all its purpose. Whatever falls after less are the designs, the conceits of another, is not his making. Isaiah 42:1, behold my servant, see, because your rulers didn't teach you what they should have. Behold my servant, one whom I uphold, my chosen one. How about named one? What does that scripture say? Isaiah 41. They'll wait for him to renew their strength, be made wise beyond all the rulers. Isaiah 49, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me by my name from the womb, from the body of my mother. They put down chosen, surnamed, named from the birth of brothers and sisters. And the Most High said what he's called a thing it must become to perform all that is his pleasure to bring his people back to him as one, as an invariant light. And the way to know that all might know the way of peace among all nations. Believe me, brothers, this is going to be people made one. Did you hear me? It's going to be people made one that the Most High will call his people. People proven steadfast as for all the height, depth, and breadth, a greater truth that he promised he was still yet revealed that his people must be updated to year. Why do you say all nations must come at the Feast of Tabernacles? Zechariah 14. You need to read around that 9th and 16th verse. Because the Most High has greater and greater plans for his people that he intends to reveal, because ordinary carnal eye and ear has not seen the glory of all that the Most High has planned for those who love him. Kingdom, my brothers and sisters, will be made progressively unto all the Most High desires that finally the tabernacle of Yah will be with men. Kingdom given over to the Father that he might be all in all. Constant updates, my brothers and sisters. Who is prepared to show themselves now good students to prepare for what is to come? That they be stable, the greater and greater dimensions of truth, the Most High reveals that they follow the Lamb wherever He leads. He says, behold my servant of whom I uphold, my chosen one whom my soul delights. Aha! How about one whose soul delights in the spirit of Yah? Said, I put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice, righteousness. What is equity, honorable, fair among all the nations? How many times have men had schisms among their the various allegiances because of varying forms of sense of what men want to call justice? Some feel like, hey, if they don't like the reproof they get one place, they go somewhere else. I tell you, my brothers, you need to wake up. Yes, indeed, there's a need to truly wake up. Because I tell you right now, there's a whole lot of pastors out there who will comfort you in their vanities. If you want to buy a doctrine, they'll sell it to you. How do you think you get 45,000 denominations? And there's a generic thing they call a Doctor of Divinity degree. It comes from one institution that you can use to preside over any denomination. Means that those who gave the piece of paper, yeah, they were fools. No concept of absolution, no faithfulness to the Most High, but sanctioning as if the Most High is not one, and that they could exalt themselves against the one Most High and still be called righteous. My brothers and sisters, anyone who exalts such folly as this, Most High say, if you can accept this contradiction as if it were wise, you're not his disciple, you're a disciple of another. What scripture says, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. He shall not cry nor raise his voice. It won't be his message, if you understand what I'm saying. It won't be a message that came after his own self. He said, my Messiah said, my words are not my own, but the words of him that sent me. He does not predicate himself above his Father. My Father, he doeth the works. Father, the Spirit that is in him, the Father, Spirit the Father gives it, caused him to emanate words such as this. Well, but his voice is heard in the street. He won't declare a testimony, my brothers and sisters, that would, let's just say, quench or cut off, if you will, the sparks wherein there are those, my brothers and sisters, that might discern the greater light. Believe me, the many who, through the course of time, would turn toward righteousness, or have sought to turn toward righteousness, and there are pastors out there who would deceive them. Messiah said, watch out lest any man deceive you. In other words, turn you against the fullness of his will. But this one will not set up obstacles, my brothers and sisters. This is one who makes the crooked places straight. A bruised reed he will not break. A dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. But however, my brothers and sisters, wherever men are proudful, walking after the what they call wisdom, the darkness in the night, Scripture says in Isaiah 50:10-11, you have no light, and you will serve the Most High, any of you who walk in darkness. In other words, confusion, debate, doubt, not knowing what is the absolute, because the light of the Most High is invariant. It's a common sense of wisdom that all must have, that they all be called the light. If anyone of you walks in darkness and has no light, who will serve the Most High, it says, trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High. That's what it means. And be saved, delivered, it says, by his Elohim. One who dictates his conscience to him. He said that one will come forth and say, if you will choose to walk then after the sparks, if you will, that you call wisdom, not seeking the greater wisdom. He said, this you will have in my hand, you shall lie down in sorrow. There's a reason why the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance, my brothers and sisters. But he will declare the exceeding truth the world for a long time has not known. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters. I said, blessed are they who discern the need to seek that greater wisdom that in its time the Most High said would bring to bear. And believe me, the time is upon us even now. The Most High has told me directly that it's time for him to do something, for there's nothing left worthy to redeem. And I think a lot of you look at the present situation that's in the earth, if you've been conscious and aware at all, realize something must have happened, my brothers and sisters, and something has to happen soon if man is not going to destroy himself. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, the time for an awakening is not future. The time for an awakening is now. Yes, indeed. He said he will not, he will faithfully bring forth, he will not be, he was once to relate it this way, Isaiah 42:3, relates the idea, going into 42:4. He's sure to bring forth judgment, righteousness, discretion, and the fullness of all the Most High required that man must discern together, mutually together, unto truth, one peace. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he said justice, judgment, justice, same word. What is fair, what is lawful, and I shall wait for his order, his peace, his law. How shall men all comprehend height, depth, and breadth? One Lord, one faith, one understanding without a law, my brothers and sisters, preserve constantly that sense of peace. Yes, indeed, Isaiah 42:7. He comes to open the blind eyes, to bring the prisoners out of the prison, them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, he said he would not give his glory to another, nor after they put down graven image. How about the imaginations of another? Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, he continued to look. Need to realize it's all Latter-day prophecy. He said, I will bring the blind by ways they knew not. Who it has faith, my brothers and sisters, understand the Most High has a greater way as the world is hid. And very few, my brothers and sisters, are on the path to discerning that greater truth. Many think that they are on it, but the paths that they are on, my brothers and sisters, those who created those paths, the greater truth, were not along those lines. Broad the road leads to destruction, narrow the road leads to eternal life. Watch out for false prophets, preach a fallen word where the truth cannot be found. So I'll lead them a path they have not known. I'll make them darkness light before them, for he is the light and he is the path. I'll make light before them, darkness light before them, the crooked places straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Forgiveness, opportunity unto light, comes to those whom are brothers and sisters to seek the whole truth. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, so much, I'm telling you now, that needs to be restored to a world that for so very long has called itself prideful after the blindness of men. I know that every time I looked around for those that seeking after those this world called wise, I'll be frank about it. I got snatched. Most I suddenly introduced himself to me and told him to show me he was quite real at a time when I was not looking. And I remember everywhere I went, I saw nothing at the magnitude and level at which he had already revealed it. Yes, I've seen third heaven. Most High showed me glimpses of what the kingdom of Yah is to be. Can't help reveal something, my brothers and sisters, unless you know the architecture, the structure, the way it works. Scripture says, you're strange to the commonwealth of Israel, the covenant of the promise. You're without hope, without Yah, without the Kurdi, the righteous one, without the righteous one. And in the world, divided and alienated, my brothers and sisters, like the nations. Doesn't that mean, my brothers and sisters, a man is going to have to convert to understand again the initial foundation? Hear, my brothers and sisters, discern beyond what has been the trick that was purveyed, or let's just say related to act as an obstacle against the conscience of man, caused men to even betray his creator, believing some lesser standard is still wise before Yah, that it doesn't perform his pleasure. Ah, my brothers and sisters, it's time we see again the real. But to believe in a multitude of diverse standards is true to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is still polytheism. Why is it that the institutions of man have not told you about the one who the Most High said he would send to judge all men? Acts 17:31, the Most High has appointed a time that he would judge all men by that one whom he has appointed. My brothers and sisters, that one has the seal and the confirming seal. And it's those who wait for, expect with a faith in the one who the Most High sends to reconcile all unto the will of one, if they are willing to hear. These, my brothers and sisters, and only they will be counted Israel. And all those, my brothers and sisters, who have ever been counted true Israel before this illusion set by the Roman Empire and false church that keeps people in darkness. That's what they expected, my brother and sister, one to reconcile all the people as one. Call his name Yeshua. People said in his name, he comes. And that's what his name means. He will deliver people from their sins. He said, my brother and sister, he is the one that leads you out of this darkness. You have no other. Be kind of a savior to make you whole, make you one, make you complete. But he, he delivers man from their sins, my brothers and sisters. He delivers man to discern beyond every false righteous obstacle who dares to put upon itself a forgery against the name of the Most High. Misrepresentation, my brothers and sisters. Counterfeit signature. And when the Most High looks at the check, it's rejected. And believe me, he's going to be very much so, and already is, and whoever takes his name or swears by his name, not to give full glory and honor unto him. It's only one covenant, my brothers and sisters, one deal. Seek all his will. I said all his will. With all your mind, heart, soul, and might. First command. Or relating something less than the full great zeal and love for the truth. Setting up misrepresentations, misexamples, and misadministrations among his people. He said that's damnation. Why? Because it divides rather than heals. And it's time our brothers and sisters recognize the way of the healer. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 phone numbers in the in the present interface. And I'm functioning that I'm living this show at Blog Talk. If anyone has any questions, like I said, if anybody wants to call in and hear the continued conversation, if anybody has any questions, I saw a few hands raised at first. If anybody has any questions, they have questions they want to ask, like I said, any kind of thing they want to add to the conversation, 661-554-9212 is the number. 661-554-9212. As I said before, if you want more, know more about the topical matter we're talking about in this show, please listen to at least the last show in the archive. Men say that they are gods. Well, one, my brothers and sisters, the chosen one, the judge all. And we should not forget it. Because one standard decides who is or is not of Yah. Scripture in Malachi speaks about one saying, he says, according to him, shall men discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, those who are of him, godly, if you will, and those who are not. He said, for those who revere his name, how about the fullness of his will?
The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips. With the breath of his lips shall he expose all lesser fallen standards, that all nations should follow him, meaning all the nations, our brothers and sisters, through him shall discern the way beyond the blindness of a carnal mind. For he will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, but after the spirit shall he judge. For the meek of the earth and the oppressed of the earth.
90. Well, as I said before, if anybody wants to call in, maybe I've already answered the question that was initially in mind. I see there's, like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think there was even another caller. If anyone, like I said, has any questions, 661-554-9212 is the number. I see that in the chat, remember the promise? Talks about, hey, everything's been laid to the line. I know my brothers and sisters, there's still so much more if I had the time. It's all the word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, that is the healing, the restoration, the restitution of all things, the remembrance of all things. Yes, and I thank the Most High for the opportunity to relate this Mach Shabbah, how all these things work together. I see a caller at how all the word of the Most High is interwoven. I see a caller, 661. I'm going to open up the microphone for a little bit of conversation. Like I said, those who call 661-55-49 whom 292 might hear, it will be also, willing, in the archives. Okay. Go ahead.
This is Joseph. This is Joseph. Hi. We got cut off Friday night. I wanted to let you know I checked your website out, and I was calling, actually, besides listening in, to make sure that you were able to look into some of those debates that you were asking about.
Yes, indeed I did. Yes, indeed I did. And for that reason, I thought it was necessary to put on to tap on these topics, because the confusion that exists among our people should never exist if they are as inspired as so many of us claim to be, just simply because of what? A pallor of skin is something much more than that. Something more than melanin, something more than genetics. It's a gift from the Most High that he grants to those who are most willing to receive the truth. That will make the
difference. I agree. Just wanted to reach out and let you know I was tuning in. If you needed any more information, since I'm kind of active in that community, and if you could later include some scriptures and topics in your shows, I think it's one of the things that I've personally been working with in the community for our youth.
Well, I'll say this. One of the reasons that I'm thankful for this show, because I know the Most High has given me a lot of tools toward helping to heal our people, and I pray that the efforts that are heard, efforts in terms of the message that is heard here, might offer others some tools. Remember those scriptures in the Psalm 119? It's actually one of my favorite psalms. And in the midst of the psalm, there's a word saying, give me a word that I may be able to, if you get my point, declare a word, not just the word, but if you will, declare a word that, like I said, I might have a word against those who oppress the word. In essence, that's really what it's saying. In other words, when people bring up obtuse and irrational arguments, there's a lot of things people just simply accept that they never heard anything that, you know, blows away that idea, that false idea. Well, I hope that and pray the Most High will do with these words in the minds of many what's necessary to cast out the illusion and bring forth the absolution. So, yes, I'm glad you alerted me a bit more to what's going on in that community. I'm aware of what's going on in certain other places in the country, but you may be a little bit more aware, especially since all these groupings got together. But at the end of the day, like I said, nothing was solved. If they're not going to talk about what's going to bring an end to the confusion, I simply say they are the confusion. And whether you know it or not, if you look through some of the things that have been put up there in YouTube and some other places, Sonetta and some other places, where I've had the opportunity, I've already started putting in lengthy comments.
Okay, good, good. I was kind of treading lightly when steering you that way. There's some more that are even more wicked than that within the Israelite community. But I just wanted to give you an example. And with that, I'll wrap it up by saying I will be tuning in every so often. Every so often, chiming in to check in and get an update. And I'm here. And with that, I'll say you have a blessed night, Elder.
And you do the same, sir. Don't forget that all the, well, from what I understand now, one of the tech folks at Blog Talk have told me that right now, as we currently stand, there's some 14,000 hours. Well, let's see, what, 1,430-odd shows. Average hour and a half, 2 hours. As much as 2 hours. Average hour and a half of shows that have been recorded on Blog Talk that are in the archives. You go to blogtalkradio.com/EDY1. They're there. There's a lot of information I've put up constantly on my Facebook. Just look up Eddie Myah, you will find it there. A lot of topics through the course of the years. A lot of information through the course of the years. It seems like no matter what, how much time I have in the show, it seems like we never, you know, relate everything that could be related. But prayerfully, we're relating enough foundation that many might be able to use it. So steer as many as you can this way, because I know our people need it. Most I told them it's important to see.
Well, that's part of the reason why I pressed one, and I guess you could say raised my hand electronically. Reason being is that when I do have contact with them, I want to be able to send them to the right show where they can tune in, a decent website where they can get accurate scriptures, and that a lot of it is with the access we have in modern day technology. So much information is out there, but it is all not sound doctrine and information.
It is not all concentrated to the point where people can see collectively, because that's that Mark Shaba principle that, remember, the promise on the chat spoke of. My efforts are not just to relate pieces and parts of this thing, but help people to see from Genesis to Revelation how it all works together, establishing one picture and one vision. And it's because we don't see this that a whole lot of these divisions exist that were never meant to be.
Okay, well, like I said, I'll be listening in and be chiming in with you every so often. And if you hadn't needed any more information on maybe some of the examples that I was speaking of, or maybe some of what the young people are.
You mean a lot of that and the events that are going on there? Yes. Keep me posted. And, you know, a lot of things I might not be aware of down here in Texas. It's up there on that northeast coast. But, yeah, keep me posted about what's going on. You have begun, I pray, to see what I mean when I talk about I call the website hiddengospel.com. It is the gospel, but let's just say the rulers have done a lot to keep it hid.
And unfortunately, it is hidden from some, and unfortunately, it's hidden from some that claim to know it so well.
Very much so the case. But like I said, the scripture says, let's not consider ourselves so wise before the time till Messiah comes to reveal those hidden things. And I think it's about time that we realize what that means. Okay, folks. Look like I'm seeing here that there's nobody else's hand raised. And thank you, sir, for calling.
In the names of the Most High and the Messiah, you have a blessed night, and I'll be in touch.
Be blessed. Thank you, sir. Shalom. And I see Mambe in the in the chat. Well, I can only say that say she didn't receive a notice. I put something in Facebook earlier to let folks know this show was coming on a couple of times earlier today. But I'm going to tell you, Blog Talk is having some problems right now because all the automatic notices that usually go out to Blog Talk listeners and to Facebook listeners from Blog Talk directly, for some reason right now, those messages are not going forth. But apparently, Yah works his thing. There was more callers, more people calling in that I know a lot of you can't see in the chat than I've seen in some time. I pray that many will take advantage of the opportunity, and those who are listening will surely let others know that words such as these are being spoken at this very, very important, pertinent, and exciting time. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, thank you all for listening. Good to see you all there in the chat. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And unto his might and his honor and his praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening.